We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning, 7:46 here at KNSS on a Friday morning. Three big things. Baseball, Tulsa 12, Wind Surge 10 in 10 innings. Bipartisan group of senators proposes a new infrastructure plan. President Biden in England as the G7 summit begins today. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic looking good out there so far this morning, not... Seeing pretty good traffic conditions out there. Little heavy traffic right now, eastbound Kellogg right around West Street, but otherwise not really seeing anything slowing down at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Mostly sunny and hot. 20% chance for rain later on today. High of 93 degrees. 30% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 67. Saturday, sunny with a high of 89 degrees, cooling off a bit tomorrow. Now partly cloudy, 75 degrees. We have a south wind at 13 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. See you on the patio for lunch or dinner at the Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up Sunday night, 7 o'clock, right here on KNSS, the John Whitmer Show. And John is with us this morning. Give us a little preview of what's going to be on the show this weekend. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing well. And I know you're going to talk about the critical race theory on your show. I'm unclear. What exactly, how do you define that? What is that, you think?
Well, I mean, it came about, the product, depending on how far back you go, some of the fundamentals of it go back as far as basic Marxist ideology, came about in the 60s and 70s with some of the immersion of that movement. There's a new project called the 1619 Project that really has kind of pushed this forward. I think it gained some traction with what happened with George Floyd, but the reason it's come up so much prominence right now is because it's starting to be taught in many schools across the country. The Biden administration is really pushing it at the federal level, encouraging universities and schools to teach it and essentially make this part of curriculum by incentivizing it. You get additional federal funds if you incorporate critical race theory into your curriculum. And essentially what this says is that America was a fundamentally racist country, that it was founded on racist principles and therefore needs to be deconstructed and recreated at the basically the fundamental foundational levels. And
well, you can't do,
there's a lot of white supremacists and this is not a good idea.
You can't deny the racist part of it, but you can all, but you've got to be accurate with your history too. That's what I,
right,
you know,
well,
that's what I like.
You can, I mean, we have to,
how big is it? You know, yeah.
We have, right, we have to recognize that there's elements in our history. Obviously, we have slavery. We have terrible sins. Look at our history, warts and all.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we're a racist country.
No, huh?
That doesn't mean that we're fundamentally racist and that white kids have to apologize for being white,
yeah,
which is part of what they teach. So we'll talk about it Sunday. I'm sure it'll be a good discussion.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be very, very interesting. Now, you're going to talk about the elections coming up and the 2022 elections. That's going to be coming up as well, right? You're going to talk about that.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize we're not that far away, and you're starting to see already new candidates. We had another candidate just this week file for state treasurer, and some of these endorsements are coming out. Dr. Collier has had two endorsements. Attorney General Derek Schmidt just had Speaker of the House Ron Reichman endorsed his campaign. So we'll get an update from one of the new candidates who filed for state treasurer, and just kind of give folks an update on there's five candidates running for Wichita City Council. We'll find out about, school board. So we'll find out about those as well.
It's always somebody wanting to run for office. I don't know how that goes, but you do because you've been there.
I've been there. It's hardly worth it. It really is.
Well, there's a ringing endorsement. Hey, and maybe true. It could be true. Is he going to take any phone calls, you think?
Only from you. But no, yes, we will absolutely take calls. We get a lot of them. I love hearing from folks. I love hearing what they, you know, what's important to them, what they want to talk about. It's amazing what people are usually, you know, I want to talk about a certain thing and the listeners want to talk about something else. And you know what? The listeners always win.
Yep, they do. All right. Thank you, John. We'll see you all while here. Listen to you then Sunday night, 7 o'clock right here on KNSS, the John Whitmer Show. Can coffee drinking be bad for your eyes?
This is House Call for Health. If you have too much caffeine, you could be doing damage to your eyes. Researchers at Mount Sinai Hospital's School of Medicine say for those with a genetic predisposition to or family history of glaucoma, too much caffeine creates high risk for intraocular pressure. High caffeine intake didn't create a glaucoma risk for everyone, but for those with predisposition or family history, higher risk of elevated eye pressure was seen. The highest genetic risk was for those who had 321 milligrams of caffeine a day. That's about 3 cups of coffee. The study was published in the June print issue of Ophthalmology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street Thursday, bringing the S&P to another record high and out of the red for the week. The benchmark index rose 20 points, led by gains in healthcare and technology companies. The Dow edged up 19 points. The NASDAQ composite rose 109. Bond yields mostly fell despite a much-anticipated report showing a big jump in inflation last month. 7:52, Steve and Ted got a big golf event coming from Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. The 2021 Wichita Open Corn Ferry Golf Tournament coming up next week, and it'll look drastically different from the 2020 edition. Tournament director Roy Turner was able to put on a tournament last year, but basically it was on mute. No fans allowed. Turner says he and his staff are ready to return to the fun and party atmosphere of years past. Turner also says he learned a lot from putting on a tournament during a pandemic. Also this week, a special report on real estate construction. The big issue these days, cost and availability of building materials. But there's another issue facing construction firms, and it's an issue shared by just about every industry in our economy. The search for labor. Demand is starting to heat up for construction projects, but companies say they have to have workers on staff to get the projects done. And Ag Eagle Aerial Systems has leveraged an acquisition to provide specialized control software with one of the biggest names in the drone industry. Ag Eagle's Measure Global division was integrated its ground control software with Parrot drones. Parrot was one of the earliest companies to focus on the hobbyist market, but it's pivoted to focus on drones for things like infrastructure inspection and use by emergency responders. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Talking about construction, and this week at our house, we've had our front porch and the little walkway there redone, sidewalk. And
oh, wow.
So we've had several guys out there working on that for the first 3 or 4 days of the week. Yesterday morning, I guess, St. Shelley went out and took these guys some of her chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, man.
And so that will assure that we have a really good job done.
Work slowed
they
to
probably
a
put,
crawl.
Oh, yeah.
They put some extra concrete in there just for that.
I'm sure we got something more. Yeah, there you go.
You bet.
Today is National Corn on the Cob Day. Roasting ears. Summertime treat. People from all corners of the United States look forward to. We start the season. I'm a big fan. My son, Scott and I inherited that from me. We love the corn on the cob, but there's plenty of butter and salt on it. Mm.
Oh, man.
What a way to go. How about you, Ted? Corn on the cob? What do you think?
Mm. Awesome.
Awesome.
Love corn on the cob.
You know, and I always enjoyed the cartoons, the way somebody eating corn on the cob. It was always with that typewriter. They did like,
yeah.
Their teeth went across it.
Ding.
And then, ding. I always wanted to do that. When I eat that, every time I get to the end of the roll, I go, ding, just like that.
Yeah.
And then at the end, when the corn is all gone, then you start sucking all the butter that's still left in the cob.
Oh, man. What could be better than that? Corn on the cob day.
Yummy.
Thank you, guys. 7:55. Stay with Steve and Ted coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on KNSS. We have the latest on President Biden and the G7 summit. Ted has a look at sports. We got a big weekend coming up, Ted.
Yeah, tons of home activities for Wichita sports teams. We'll give you the rundown coming up in sports.
And entertainment news, as always, the Blur is on the way.
Oh, yeah, got to get your entertainment news heading into the weekend, including a movie preview. We'll have that all coming up at 8:35 this morning.
Plus traffic and weather to plan the weekend. Coming up. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.